Sophia on the vocals. I want to ask you this just before we get back to our discussion of the souls of artificial intelligence, to be or not to be. Have you ever found yourself in a relationship with someone who just seemed like they just didn't care? I mean, we talk about the importance of empathizing, but this person seemed like they just didn't have empathy for anyone, especially if they were the ones causing pain. Is it possible that this same person who seemed to lack empathy, in fact, not just seemed to, but you could tell, there's no question about it, this person just lacked empathy for other people. Does this person also seem to think the world of themselves? Maybe they felt super entitled and they wanted others to wait on them, to serve them, to put them first. They really had a sense of entitlement. Maybe this person was someone who is just constantly doing things that cause problems within the relationship, and just as constantly as they cause problems in the relationship, they deny that they do anything to cause problems within the relationship. It doesn't matter how obvious their actions have been. They deny, deny, deny. Is it possible that this person also has some major problems with integrity? In other words, they lie all the time. I mean, just habitually lie. And I mean, even to the point where some of the lies that they tell astound you, not because the lies are so cleverly put together, but they leave you wondering, why did they even tell that lie? Why was it so important to them to be dishonest about that issue? Not that any of the lies are ever okay or justified. It's just that some of the lies just leave you shaking your head. What is up with this person? Is it possible? Well, you know what? It is possible that you may be dealing with a narcissist, a person who has narcissism at the core of their being. In fact, they are a narcissist at the core of their being. They have a personality disorder called narcissism. And this narcissism identifies who they are at the core of their being. This Saturday, licensed marriage and family therapist and attorney Darlene Lancer is going to join me to talk about narcissism. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to listen in. She will be our guest at 2 p.m. this Saturday. Darlene Lancer, attorney and licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm encouraging you from 2 to 3 this Saturday. Be listening. If for whatever the reason you're not able to catch us live on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, be sure to go to the website, speakingwith.com. And sometime, probably a little after 3 o'clock Saturday, after 3 Saturday, you'll be able to listen online at your convenience. And again, our guest will be Darlene Lancer. The topic will be narcissism. And so that's what you want to look for. The date, July 7th, 2018. And so I'm giving you all that information so that you'll know how to find it quickly, easily. If you're going to listen on your smartphone, probably even easier because you can just put in her first name, Darlene, or you can put in the keyword narcissism, and the program will automatically bring up any programs that have to do with Darlene Lancer or narcissism. And just click on that one, select it, and start listening. This is going to be an eye-opening experience and a conversation I definitely want you to hear, because I know that there are a lot of people who are involved in relationships with narcissists and you haven't known that they're narcissists, but you have known that they are a lot of trouble and they drain you because of who they are. And you just didn't know what was going on. This conversation may answer your question. On Friday, tomorrow, Power Friday, Commissioner Dennis Williams has rescheduled. He should be joining me to talk about some of the issues affecting us right in the Augusta, Richmond County area. And of course, we'll talk about challenges. We'll talk about opportunities. We will talk about successes with regards to development, business development, infrastructure development, and so much more. Commissioner Dennis Williams, our guest, tomorrow, Power Friday at 1 p.m. And again, if for whatever reason you cannot catch us live on 1550 AM The Voice, just go to speakingwith.com and listen online at your convenience. All right, back to this issue of whether or not artificials do or will have souls. Looking some more at what Turing was saying, he confessed that he wasn't able to accept any part of the objection that not only machines but animals also do not have the ability to think. But, and along with that, they did not have immortal souls. I think we can probably agree fairly easily that machines don't have souls. But what about animals? He couldn't accept that. But because the religious imagination did and still does loom large in the minds of the popular public interacting with his ideas, he thought it necessary to answer the objection. So the argument, he says, implies a serious restriction of the omnipotence of the Almighty, the supreme power of the Almighty. Should we not believe that he has freedom to confer a soul on an elephant if he sees fit? And I tell you, I've got to agree with Mr. Turing on that. I've got to. You read scripture, and really and truly, there's nowhere where we read that animals do not have souls. So how do so many people reach that conclusion? A lot of people just reach that conclusion based on the fact that the animals are not human. And that's what they base their logic on. Animals are not human, therefore animals do not have souls. Do animals have emotions? Do they hurt? Do they experience pain? Emotional pain. And we know they do. We know that animals can grieve. They can experience pain, so emotional pain so deeply. Grieve, just like humans grieve. If a powerful deity could give an elephant a soul, wondered Alan Turing, then why not artificial intelligence? If he could give an elephant a soul, why could he not give artificial intelligence a soul? Soul is a term that most of us instinctively know what we mean when we hear and use it, but we have trouble talking through exactly what it is. At the bottom of the debate over what exactly a soul is a fundamental question about whether human beings are merely physical beings or a mix of physical and something else. What are your thoughts about that? Are we merely physical, or are we a mix of physical and something else?